صوت أهل السنة والجماعة، صوت مركز الصحابة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. And welcome to another edition. Well, we started yesterday, alhamdulillah, the beginning of the week. It's called the Midday Show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isup, and it's going to be a daily show from Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1. So basically, the show, if you never catch it yesterday, what we do, we're going to have various topics. And we have our Maulana Zaid Khan, who will come in a few minutes here and there just to assist. And we're going to be discussing trending topics as to what is happening in and around the country, around the globe. And we're also going to be giving out some health tips. And I know we're not qualified, but where we can help through Quran and Sunnah, then inshallah we can do that there. And we're also going to be giving out towards the end of the show some recipes. Sorry about that. I had a bit of a stage fright and a little bit of anxiety. You know, it's something new that I am doing here, and it's basically on my own. And I've never had an interaction show on my own and to do it. And sometimes, you know, your mind goes blank, and you just get lost for thoughts. And you know, with radio and media, it's very important to actually keep the momentum and keep it flowing. And we have these moments where you will sometimes just blank out and you don't know what to say. So you need just that small breather and that break to try and regain your thoughts and to think about what you're going to say. You know, something very important that we as the Muslim Ummah should be very grateful about is that we are the final Ummat of Nabi Kareem, or the final Ummat, and we are lucky to be part of the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, there's been many videos of many sheikh and ulama that give these lectures. And in one particular lecture that I heard, where Nabi Musa alayhi salam was very close to Almighty Allah, and he could have conversations, that the love and the relationship that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was completely something very different compared to all the other Nabis. Not to say that the relationships between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Nabis were different, but there was a special relationship and a bond where Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam could speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi Musa alayhi salam kept on asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it's written in the preserved tablet that if your servant is going to do something wrong and they don't do it, you will write it as a hasana, as a good deed. Is it part of my ummah? So he said, no, that is the ummah of Nabi Kareem Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after all these questions and speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, finally Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wa salam say, Ya Allah, make me the part and the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So look how important and how blessed, I wouldn't say how blessed are we, that we are part of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you have any questions or if you have any suggestions that we can do, you know that the show is between myself and you, the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We need to interact. It's an interaction show, an interactive show. So you can send your messages on 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. I'm not sure if our beloved Maulana Zaid is available, or okay, just indicated he's just a bit busy, and inshallah he will be with us shortly. But you know, we listen to these nasheeds and we listen to these lectures about the ummati, and alhamdulillah, we should be so grateful that we are part of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we read the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And you know, we must read this dua every morning at least three times. Rabitu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa rasoola wa nabiya. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for us. And Allah Ta'ala to protect us and all of us inshallah. So tell me, how is your Tuesday morning going? How's your Tuesday afternoon going? I'm just waiting for Mulana Zaid to come back, and inshallah we will continue with our program. He said that he has something special. He has something special lined up for us. So Mulana, inshallah we're going to be waiting and see what topic Mulana has for us inshallah. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Haji Suleiman?
A bit nervous, Mulana, but you know, as an alim, I have to ask you this question, right?
You nervous to ask the question?
No, I'm not nervous to ask the question. I want to ask you a question, right? As an alim, how do you when you stand in front of the congregation, the jama'ah, right? Or when you do your program in the morning, right? Or when you're doing a solo program, can Mulana give me some tips? Because, you know, it's my second day doing a solo program. Normally on my Saturday show, you know, the Naat Kirat, the listeners send in the show, the nasheeds, I play it out. Now, in this way, can Mulana give me advice? You know, you've been behind the mic for so many years, and you've been giving lectures, and you've been propagating the Deen of Islam. You know, it's like sort of second nature to you. So, can Mulana please give me some advice?
Firstly, it's natural to feel like that. There's no such a thing that people. Yes, you get those which are exclusion to the ruling, but most feel generally nervous. My first time, I was going to give a bayan in Zakaria Park. So you get Darul Uloom Zakaria up the road in Zakaria Park. So they used to give our students opportunity to practice in that. So the first time I called, my parents even came from Marlboro. They came to our house there in Darul Uloom Zakaria. And then I even said it in front of my father, because he's a public speaker. He's many times he was MC for various occasions and that. But it's a fear. But you have to break that fear. And prior to this, when I was small, Suleiman, my parents, my mother especially, in grade one, I said this a few times on air, she would tell me that you must go for speech and drama classes, this, that, after school. And I was total introvert. And she said, one day you have to go because the Love Club, they're also going. So after school, you have to stay. And I was in grade one. And I remember we went into this, there was a specific place, it was called the auditorium, and we went in there, and I was crying. I started crying because I just didn't want to, I hated it. Even we had drama classes in, I just used to stay away, look for excuse every weekend or every day when they had this once a week. And over time then, my mother said also, you have to go for this, it's called Toastmasters. I don't know if you ever heard of it. So in Ravonia, they would have this, different people from different backgrounds. So you have to go there and you have to stand in front and you have to present a topic which is going to, it's going to sort of attract, or it's going to be interesting for a different crowd. I went once, but I just didn't like it. I didn't go again. Then you come into Islam properly, trying to practice properly, well, at least your belief systems, all of that, then you realize that speaking for the goodness of, for the sake of Allah, it's something that is rewarding. And then you can't wait to speak about Allah Azza wa Jal. So then we went to the masjid there on top by Darul Uloom Zakaria to practice. And that helped a lot, because that was you speaking to people. And your first few times, you remember how nervy it could have been. You probably didn't sleep the first night. And then the next day you're going to present. So it was. But over time, it just gets, then we used to ask our teachers, how do you do it? Like, you're just totally like addressing nobody. You can look at the people in the eyes. So there was two pieces of advice that two different teachers gave me. One said to me that, in the crowd, when you're speaking, look for weak people. Like, so you're looking for like a child, or in on the left side, the middle, and the right side. So you choose these three people. And as you're addressing, you're only looking at those three people. But you as sitting in the congregation, it looks like you're looking at everybody. Right. But meantime, you're just looking at that. The one who started, he said, you must just picture you speaking to sheep. So then that was then. And then over time, then you look at the people and you get irritated when people are not concentrating or people are falling off to sleep, because that's how your confidence becomes. Then we came here the first day. And then that first day, it was Mulana Arafat was here and Haji Yusuf. And they said, no, come, you must. And they just put me on. And they put me on. And they said it's not a big deal because you're surrounded by walls. So it just seems like you're speaking to yourself. Anyhow, these are just tips which we get. And over time, practice makes perfect. Many people, like for me, I didn't study this to come onto air and stuff like this.
Right.
But over time, because you hear Haji Suleiman, I don't think you pictured yourself coming onto air.
Never.
So over time, you just become this. And we've heard your news, so it's not your news is like professional now, alhamdulillah.
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
So it's not like it's your first time coming on air. That's different.
No, but you see, Mulana, the thing is, I do my news, right? You prepare the news, you read it out. But this here is the midday report, right? The midday show. And to speak alone, like, you know, like when you went out, like I was like family, because I don't know what to say now. I don't know what to speak about. You know, you get the stage fright. So that's why I was asking Mulana if Mulana could please give some advice with regards to how can you overcome. Yes. Or even if the listeners have some tips as to how to overcome maybe stage fright or to gain confidence, then you can send in your messages. You know the number 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Mulana, I believe you have
just
a very,
two pieces of advice from Haji Yusuf. He told me. He said, rule number one, but still we're still learning this. We don't master it ever. Don't rush into the studio. Always be relaxed, and that's the key. And the other one was be yourself. That's the best. As soon as you try to be someone else, like I was telling the students the other day, that sometimes people try to read like certain imams, but in reading, they just lose the whole, they even make major errors. So when you read our seniors, they told us this, and they are like qurra. They are definitely qurra. They said that every person is gifted in the sense where Allah Azza wa Jalla has given them the ability to read the Quran Sharif according to their means, and they got this potential. You have to search what is it. You have to learn. Tajweed itself is beautification. So, but you read naturally, that's the best. And so alhamdulillah, this all you already mastered. And we'll wait for the tips from the listeners as well. But they will also tell you that just being comfortable and relaxed. And on the internet, they say
practice makes perfect.
Make the mic your friend.
Make the mic my friend.
So then we're going to speak about the sleeping. Many people, they're complaining, Haji Suleiman, that they're sleeping on this. On their stomachs, and they can't get out of this habit. So,
but before we continue, how do you sleep?
I sleep. We start off on the right side, and you read these du'as, and you start. But ideally, you're supposed to put your hand under your cheek on the right side, and that's how you sleep. You can sleep on your back also, but don't sleep on your stomach. That's totally forbidden. And your left side. In between, in the night, if you do go in these different postures, you're doing it out of, you are just in a state of obliviousness. So you won't be questioned on that. But Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we'll always, when we look at these things, are we going to play it now?
Yeah, we can play it now.
So first, we must understand that the hadith, what Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it's not that our logic has to blend with what Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says. Our submission must go towards, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this verse, then you will get everyone else coming and saying, look at the benefits of the sunnah. That is something else. But when Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said something, then this becomes automatically a means of your salvation in this world and the year after. So we'll first present you the hadith. The hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawud 5040. It is the Sahabi radiallahu anhum, and he's saying, his name is, we do a new Sahabi almost every day, alhamdulillah, and this is Tukhfatu ibn Qaysin al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu. He says, one day, فَبَيْنَمَا أَنَا مُذْتَجِعٌ فِي الْمَسْجِدْ مِنَ السَّحَرِ عَلَىٰ بَطَنِي. He says, I was lying on my belly in the masjid, and إِذَا رَجُلٌ يُحَرِّكُنِي بِرِجْلِهِ. All of a sudden, a person came and he is moving, he's shaking me with his foot. فقال إن هذه ضجعة. He said, إن هذه ضجعة يبغضها الله. That this posture, verily Allah Azza wa Jal hates this posture. قال, and the Sahabi تخفة بن قيس, he says, فنظرت, and I looked, فإذا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, and I saw it was Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. So this is the, now let's hear what the people who have experience in this, and they studied it, and they are not even Muslim, look what they have to say.
Scandi sleep method, it's taking TikTok by storm. The idea that both partners have a duvet each, a single duvet each on a mattress. So the principle is that it's another opportunity for you to have your own sleep environment whilst not having to go through the sleep divorce of being in separate rooms. I personally love it because you get to really navigate what you're doing with your own warmth without disturbing your partner. And then you both get to stay in the bed, because then you can move on to the lying surface. If you get the lying surface right and you make your own sleep environment specific to you, then yes, you can stay in bed with your partner.
So you've heard from a health point of view also that you shouldn't be doing this. Yeah. Now comes a question upon you, Haji Suleiman, because I'll have to record the news now also. How do you sleep?
Okay, so I start off, like, you know the number four position. Have you ever heard of the number four position?
First time I'm hearing about this.
Okay, so basically, I sleep with, like tilted like this here, right? On the side.
Mm.
So it's like on this side here, right? And then you make your leg like a number four. Like, so your body over here is like a number four position.
So you're posing while you're sleeping.
Yeah, like laying on a bed, but it's like so voluntary. And they say, like, you know, for me, I know, like, if you put your leg in the number four position and I put my hand underneath the pillow, right, and I read my du'as and everything, and then I'm lights out. So that's basically how I sleep. So inshallah, Molana, you want to go for a break, and then I got a few recipes.
Alhamdulillah.
I got a mutton nihari recipe. I got a biryani recipe. And I think there's another recipe, but I got about three recipes, inshallah.
But we must put a clause. So whichever recipe you give, then also those people have to make you taste it.
They have to sample it.
Yeah, because you're not doing it for free. So
no, but we can't ask the listeners to. The next thing you know, we're opening up a Marcus takeaway over here. So, but alhamdulillah, it's all banter. Disclaimer, it's all banter. It's all lighthearted. So inshallah, we're going to be going for a break, in a sheet break. And then when we come back, inshallah, then we will be discussing, or we'll be giving out these recipes, inshallah.
Just before we go, there's been good feedback on the, many people have told this is a good, it's more, they said, the woman said, at least there's a program for me now.
Alhamdulillah. So they wait for the recipe segment, basically. All right, so inshallah, we're going to be going for our nasheed break. And when we come back, then we will be delivering and giving out those recipes, inshallah.
Amina ka dulara hamara nabi, sab ki aankhon ka tara hamara nabi, wo yateemon ghareebon ka hai aasra, बेकसों का सहारा हमारा नबी। जिस दिल में बसी उल्फत सुल्तान मदीना, हर लहजा करे मिदहत सुल्तान मदीना, सुल्तान मदीना। सब रंजो अलम दूर हुए दिल से हमेशा, सब रंजो अलम दूर हुए दिल से हमेशा, सद शुक्र हुई रहमत सुल्तान मदीना, सद शुक्र हुई रहमत सुल्तान मदीना, सुल्तान मदीना। दर दर की गदाई का हमें शौक नहीं है, दर दर की गदाई का हमें शौक नहीं है, काफी है बस एक निस्बत सुल्तान मदीना, काफी है बस एक निस्बत सुल्तान मदीना, सुल्तान मदीना। इस दिल में बसी उल्फत सुल्तान मदीना, हर लहजा करे मिदहत सुल्तान मदीना, सुल्तान मदीना। घर बार तलक छोड़ दिया राह खुदा में।
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, so we are back with our segment, the recipe segment. But inshallah, you know, it's going to be different on a daily basis. So now we're just trying to find our feet, you know, trying to get the groundwork sorted out. So, but the recipe segment is in place. It's going to be there. That's no doubt. Right, so firstly, we have a mutton biryani recipe. So inshallah, let's begin. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So you're going to have 1 kilo of mutton pieces. 1 kilo mutton pieces. 2 cups of basmati rice. They don't specify white basmati or brown basmati, but they just say 2 cups of basmati rice. 2 medium onions chopped. 2 medium onions chopped. 2 cloves, garlicked. 2 garlic cloves minced. 2 cloves, garlic minced. 1 medium ginger grated. 1 medium ginger grated. 1 tablespoon cumin seeds. 1 tablespoon of cumin seeds. 1 teaspoon coriander powder. 1 teaspoon of coriander powder. 1 teaspoon of red chili powder. 1 teaspoon of red chili powder. 1 teaspoon of garam masala powder. 1 teaspoon of garam masala powder. 1 teaspoon of turmeric powder. 1 teaspoon of turmeric powder. 2 tablespoons of ghee or oil. 2 tablespoons of ghee or oil. And 2 cups of water. Okay, so I'm going to repeat that. There is 1 kilo of mutton pieces with bone. 2 cups of basmati rice. 2 medium onions chopped. 2 cloves garlic minced. 1 medium ginger grated. 1 tablespoon of cumin seeds. 1 tablespoon of coriander powder. 1 teaspoon red chili powder. 1 teaspoon garam masala powder. 1 teaspoon of turmeric powder. you obviously have to add the salt in. You know, it can't be bland. It must have taste a little bit. And 2 tablespoons of ghee or oil. And 2 cups of water. So the method, how you're going to make it. So you cook the rice and set it aside. In a large pan, heat the oil and onions, garlic and ginger until golden brown. So you're going to put it in a large pan, frying pan. Then you're going to heat the oil and you're going to heat the onions, the garlic and the ginger until it's golden brown. Right? Then you're going to add your mutton pieces and you're going to cook it until it's, you can see like it's getting cooked. It must turn from red to brown. Then you're going to add all, you know, you say add your spices, you add your garam masala. You add the spices and your salt and you must mix it with everything. That's how you make garam masala. You make masala of it. Then you add the water and you bring it to boil. So you're going to reduce the heat. You're going to reduce the heat on your stove and you're going to cook it. Let it cook. You must put the stove on low. Depending on whether you're using a gas stove or using a plate stove, the electric stove, all depends what you're going to make it low. Right? Then you're going to layer the rice and the mutton mixture in a pot. Starting and ending with the rice. So you're going to put the rice, then you're going to put the meat and all the masala that you mixed. You're going to put it and you're going to put the rice on top of that. Then like I was saying, you're going to cook on low heat for 10 to 15 minutes. And then you, if you want to put whatever garnish you want to put on top of, you know, to add like the cherry on the top, then you can put that there. Right, so we're going to start again. The ingredients, you're going to have 1 kilo mutton mince, mutton pieces, right? 2 cups of basmati rice, 2 medium onions chopped, 2 cloves of garlic mince, 1 medium ginger grated, 1 tablespoon of cumin seeds, 1 tablespoon of coriander powder, 1 teaspoon of red chili powder, 1 teaspoon of garam masala powder, 1 teaspoon of turmeric powder, then you're going to add the salt as well, then 2 tablespoons of ghee or oil, and 2 cups of water, and then you're going to add your garnish at the end. Then the method, you're going to cook the rice and set it aside. Then in a large pan, you're going to heat the oil and put the onions, the garlic, and the ginger until it's golden brown. So you're going to mix it until it becomes like a brown. Don't burn it now. You're going to become until it's brown, right? Then you're going to add the mutton until it's cooked. Then you're going to add your spices and your salt and masala and you mix everything properly. Just put everything together, right? Then you're going to add the water because now it's boiling. When you bring it down to a lower level, then you're going to reduce the heat and cook it until the mutton is tender. Then you're going to layer the rice and the mutton mixture in the pot and you're going to start and end with the rice. Then you must cook it on a low heat for about 10 to 15 minutes. And once about 15 minutes, maybe 17, it all depends. And then voila, you have yourself a mutton biryani. So that was the mutton biryani recipe and I hope you all enjoyed it. We got a message from the listener. It says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers, alhamdulillah, you guys are doing an awesome program. I look forward to listening to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you from strength to strength. Yolay my du'as. Ma Zuleika, please remember me in your du'as. Ameen. Please send me both your names, Maulana Zaid Khan and Brother Suleiman. So inshallah, we're going to be sending, you know, send Ma Zuleika your names. So inshallah, we're going to be doing that there. So that was the recipe for the mutton biryani. If you have any recipes that you want to share, or if you have any anything that you want us to speak about, so it's basically the midday show. where we discuss about anything. If you have any issues that you want to talk about, or you want to get something off your mind, right? And you want to talk about it, and we have our Maulana Zaid here as well, who would give us some expert advice from an Islamic perspective, and maybe we can, inshallah, help you, and we can guide you in certain ways. So the numbers that you can send in is 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Our next recipe that came in is for butter chicken. A butter chicken, now, you know, you must have it at a certain, you must be at a certain color. I don't know. You know, they say certain, some people like it in different ways. Some like it the more yellow. Some people like it more reddish. You know, the first time I had the butter chicken, I had it at the yellow. It was like the yellowish color. So I enjoy it when it's yellow. But some people, they enjoy it when it's red. But anyway, that's none. We're going on. So the ingredients for this butter chicken, you're gonna have 1.5 kilos of boneless, skinless chicken, either breast or thigh, cut into bite size, like small pieces, you know, like cubes. You can have, you make it like cubes, but you cut it into cubes, right? So you're gonna get maybe 0.5 kilo of chicken, or 1 kilo chicken, depending what's the weight. Like, you know, these days, everything is so expensive. Half a cup of plain yogurt. Half a cup of plain yogurt. 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. 2 tablespoons of ghee or vegetable oil. So you're gonna get 2 large onions, but you're gonna cut them thin. You're gonna make it thin sliced, right? 2 cloves garlic minced. 1 teaspoon of ground cumin. 1 teaspoon of ground cumin. 1 teaspoon of ground coriander. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. 2 large tomatoes diced. 2 large tomatoes diced. 2 tablespoons of butter. 2 tablespoons of tomato puree. And 2 tablespoons of heavy cream. Now, if anybody knows or anybody can help me out here and explain to me, what do they mean by 2 tablespoons of heavy cream? If anybody knows, please send me a message so I may also understand what they mean by heavy cream. The method of this butter chicken, you're going to marinate your chicken in the yogurt, the lemon juice, and the spices for 30 minutes. You're going to marinate the chicken in the yogurt, the lemon juice, and the spices for 30 minutes. Then, whichever way you are happy, you can either grill or cook the chicken until it's brown and cooked thorough. Then in a saucepan or in your frying pan, you can cook the onions, the garlic, and the spices until the onions are lightly browned. Okay, so my beloved listeners, I thank you. Jazakallah khairan. You know, I got a lot of people telling me what is heavy cream. So heavy cream is fresh cream. Heavy cream is fresh cream. So where were we? In a frying pan, you cook the onions, the garlic, and the spices until the onions are brown. They say lightly brown. If it gets too brown, we got a problem. But you're going to make it lightly brown, right? Then you're going to add the tomatoes, the butter, the tomato puree, and the fresh cream. And you're going to let it simmer for 15 minutes. 10 to 15 minutes. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. Then you're going to add the cooked chicken. I remember we put the chicken one side and all this garam masala we were making one side, right? So you're going to take that cooked chicken and you're going to sauce, add the chicken to the sauce and stir both together. So you're going to take the chicken we were left one side, we were cooking nicely, and then you're going to add it to the, or you're going to add the sauce, whichever way you want, whether you want to put the chicken in the sauce or the sauce on the chicken. And voila, you have yourself a butter chicken. So let us do that recipe again. You're going to get 1.5 kilo of boneless, skinless chicken, either breast or thigh. And you're going to ask them to cut it into bite-sized pieces. Now, you can't have a whole leg and a whole thigh in a butter chicken. Now, as far as I know, the butter chicken is like, you know, small cubes. Right, then you're going to have 1/2 cup of plain yogurt, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of ghee or vegetable oil, 2 large onions, thinly sliced. You're going to make it thin. Don't make it too thick now. You don't want to have more onions in your butter chicken. So that's why you just make it thin, just for the flavor. Then the 2 cloves garlic minced, right? Then 1 teaspoon of ground cumin, 1 teaspoon of ground coriander, 1/2 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, if you want grounded cayenne pepper, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper, 2 large tomatoes diced, 2 tablespoons of butter, 2 tablespoons of tomato puree, and 2 tablespoons of fresh cream. Then the ingredients, the method, we're going to marinate the chicken in the yogurt, the lemon juice, and the spices for 30 minutes. Then you're going to cook the chicken until it's brown and cooked thorough. Right? Then in a frying pan, by the time the chicken is getting cooked, you're going to take a frying pan, you're going to cook the onions, the garlic, the spices, and all that there until it's brown. Until it's really brown. Then you're going to add the tomatoes, the butter, the tomato puree, and the heavy cream. And the heavy cream, aka fresh cream. So you're going to let it simmer for about 10 to 15 minutes. You're going to just leave it one side, let it chill, let it enjoy itself for 15 minutes, right? Then you're going to take, now you're 30 minutes now, that's gone. You're going to take the chicken, you're going to put it with the sauces and everything that we mix, mixed masala, and you're going to put it inside. And then if you want to add a little bit of garnish on it, you can put like, you know, that coriander leaf, you know, to make it fancy. So you're going to bake that there, right? And we're going to put it like that there. And voila, we have your butter chicken. So alhamdulillah, the 2 recipes that we gave out, that one was the mutton biryani and the butter chicken. So let's read our messages that comes in. The one message comes in, it says, a recipe for a happy marriage. Measure equal quantities of love and unselfishness. Use the give and take for flavoring. Add some passion fruit. Whoop in rich cream for companionship. Fold in truthfulness. Right? Fold in truthfulness. Then add the sauce of laughter, great in the sense of humor. Sweeten it with sugar of homeliness, homeliness, not loneliness, homeliness. Bake in an oven, set at a moderation, serve on a dish of tolerance, and enjoy a happy marriage. And a healthy marriage, alhamdulillah. Say jazakallah khairan to the listener who sent in that beautiful, beautiful message. Another message comes in, it says, Assalamu alaikum, jazakallah khairan for the light-hearted show. Really enjoying it. Tell me, do you cook? Unfortunately, I don't cook. I know it's going to sound weird, but I don't cook. I don't know if this is supposed to be lighthearted, but it's a message nonetheless, right? It says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just a short message to those who don't want to share their recipes. Please remember that the recipes won't benefit you in the qabr. Eventually, someone else comes along with a better recipe. Whereas if you share your recipes, people will always remember you in the du'as. In our recipe book, we write the names next to our recipes so that we always remember those who share their recipes with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all those who are generous with their knowledge. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbil Alameen. And say jazakallah khairan. You know, from a male perspective, right, Mulana, if you can come in here 1 minute, right? But from a male perspective, right, I don't know, like I see like a lot of women folk, they like to hold on to their recipes. Like, you know, it's like a passed down recipe, right? Like from generation to generation, and they say, no, I'll never give my recipe. You know, why she want to make my recipe? You know, it's like that feud. I don't know, for some reason, they like hold on. Even if it's in their head for like the past 20 years, you will ask them for the recipe. They'll ask, who wants it? They want it, they must ask me. Like, we're asking for a recipe. Something we can make, something we can try. You know, Omanana, you want to say something?
No, just the one listener, she said...
If taken to the grave.
Yeah, that was a heavy message. But yeah. The other one was, they correcting out the Jweed. They said it's not cumin, it's cumin.
Cumin, yeah, because now you got C-U-M-I-N, right?
Yeah.
So I pronounce it as cumin, you know? Cumin, like the English, they say cumin.
And then about this here, about the sharing of rest, but there's two ways to look at it. Some women, they say, at least we making something that you like. So if you're going to learn how to make it, then you're not going to ask us to make it for you. I don't know if that makes sense also.
What's that, woman?
See, take for example, they say the best men in the world, the best chefs in the world are men. I don't know how true is that. But definitely probably not Indian men, or probably...
But you never know, Mulana. You know what? Because I know a friend of mine who is a chef, who is a qualified chef. I haven't tasted his food, but you know, they go to for culinary classes for all these things.
But imagine the women, they don't go for these classes, but yet they...
But you see, that's the thing, Mulana, because now they are taught from home.
Yes.
You know, and their mothers and their grandmothers taught them from home. And it's like embedded in their system. Like it's there like a blue map. Like this is what you need to do. You ask them, but how you know? It's not like, it's like second nature. Like, you know, okay, you must take this much. You don't even use that scale, you know. They just take the teaspoon, they go like that, they go like that. Like how you know how much ingredients, how much to put. And it comes out so fantastic, Mulana, so fantastic.
Yeah, you're making us hungry now.
No, nah, I'm also hungry.
That's the only thing with this recipe with segment. It's going to make you hungry. No. And then you're going to run away soon.
No, I'm still going to be. I'm still going to be. I'll sit until 4 o'clock.
Okay, so, yeah, then what else you want to do this?
No, that's all because now we're going to be going for our Dhuhr Azan. And... say jazakallah khairan, Mulana, for keeping me company and sharing some nasiha as well, you know, from Islamic perspective. Like we discussed it, we said that, you know what, we want to keep it lighthearted, but also keep it within the forms of Sharia and the Islamic boundaries. So, Mulana, jazakallah khairan for your time. Allah Ta'ala bless you. Fi dini wa dunya wal akhirah.
Ameen.
There was a message. It says, can the dearest brothers please send me the recipe of a marriage for my grandson is getting married. As our beloved Mufti Sahib will say, Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana habalana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lilmuttaqina imama. When he's getting married, he give a lot of sadaqah, read two rakat, nafil salah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for him. You know, a marriage is not always a bed of roses. If somebody tells you, you ask them like generally, you know what, how's your, you know, you got recently married or you married 10, 15 years, like how's your marriage? You know, every marriage I know has is a rocky, it's not a bed of roses basically. You must have your ups and downs. If there's a free flow marriage, you know, Allah protect us all. But you know, they always say they say that there's something not right there. Like even from Malana's perspective, right? You can tell me you and Appa, you all have quarrels, right? It's not like all happy sailing everything, right? There's always quarrels happening somehow, you know. But Alhamdulillah, you don't go to bed angry. That's one thing you must never do. You must never go to bed angry. That's one thing. But we leave it as that, Mulana.
We're happy that you memorized the verses, mashallah.
No, we didn't memorize that. That dua is so, like embedded. We know that dua. You know, the listeners will make dua for me also. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for me and settle down also.
Inshallah. Inshallah. Okay, Haji Suleiman, Jazakumullah Khairan for joining us.
I should say Jazakumullah Khairan, Mulana.
Okay.
For joining me and giving me the time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for each and every one of us. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صوت أهل السنة والجماعة صوت مركز الصحابة.
Please follow the azan of your local masjid and not of that.